Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, December 28, 2024.
Market outlook, anticipation and momentum. The U.S. stock market is buzzing as investors look forward to important economic data and political changes. The S&P 500 index has skyrocketed nearly 27% through December 26, 2024, while the NASDAQ Composite Index has jumped by 33.4%. This time of year is traditionally strong for the market, with the last five trading days of December and the first 2 days of January often seeing gains, known as the Santa Claus Rally. Michael Rosen, Chief Investment Officer at Angelus Investments, notes that this rally has historically led to an average gain of 1.3%. Investors are eagerly awaiting U.S. employment data on January 10, 2025, which will provide insights into the economy's health. Excitement around President-elect Donald Trump's policies is expected to boost sectors like banks, energy, and cryptocurrencies. On his first day in office, Trump plans to issue several directives on key issues such as immigration and energy. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve's recent interest rate cuts have left some investors disappointed, but this environment may favor alternative assets like cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has recently surged above $107,000, driven by optimism for favorable policies under Trump. Positive economic data in early January could help maintain this market momentum.
2024, a year of record-breaking heat. 2024 is set to be the hottest year on record, with global temperatures projected to surpass 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. This alarming rise goes beyond the limits established by the Paris Agreement, highlighting an urgent need for bold climate action. Samantha Burgess, Deputy Director of the Copernicus Climate Change Service, stresses that while this situation doesn't breach the agreement, it calls for immediate measures. Extreme weather events are already impacting the world, from deadly floods in Nigeria to devastating wildfires in South America and catastrophic hurricanes in the United States. January 2024 recorded an average temperature of 13.14 degrees Celsius, marking the eighth consecutive month of record warmth. The Atlantic hurricane season began with Hurricane Beryl, which rapidly intensified into a Category 5 storm, making landfall in Grenada. As we face these unprecedented climate challenges, the need to address climate change and adapt to its effects has never been clearer.
U.S. dollar strengthens as yen weakens. The U.S. dollar is set to gain nearly 7% by the end of December 2024, fueled by strong economic growth expectations in the United States. This could lead the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates high into 2025. The dollar index, which compares the U.S. dollar to other major currencies, has risen by 0.08% to 108.06, reflecting a monthly increase of 2.2%. In contrast, the Japanese yen is struggling, trading at about 157.75 yen per U.S. dollar, marking its fourth year of losses. This decline is due to the Bank of Japan's loose monetary policies, which differ sharply from the tightening expected from the Federal Reserve. Meanwhile, the euro is hovering around 1.042 U.S. dollars, close to its two-year lows. Traders are anticipating 37 basis points of interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve in 2025, although no changes are expected until June. As the European Central Bank prepares to lower its deposit rate, these shifts in global finance will impact investors and policymakers alike.
Russia's warning on nuclear testing. A senior Russian official has cautioned the incoming administration of Donald Trump against restarting nuclear testing, highlighting a growing hostility from Washington. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov stated that Russia is keeping its options open regarding its nuclear capabilities amid concerns about major powers modernizing their arsenals. Since the first nuclear bomb was tested in July 1945 at Alamogordo, New Mexico, the U.S. has conducted 1,032 tests, while the Soviet Union carried out 715 before its dissolution in 1991. The last U.S. test was in 1992, following the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty aimed at banning all nuclear explosions. In 2023, President Vladimir Putin revoked Russia's ratification of this treaty, raising fears that the U.S. might consider resuming tests to develop new weapons and assert its strength against rivals like Russia and China. Currently, Russia has about 5,580 nuclear warheads, while the U.S. holds around 5,044, together accounting for roughly 88% of the world's nuclear arsenal. The ongoing discussions about nuclear testing and arms control are critical, as they could spark a new arms race and destabilize international relations.
U.S. condemns Hong Kong's actions against activists. The U.S. State Department has sharply criticized the Hong Kong government for its recent crackdown on pro-democracy activists. Authorities have offered bounties for 6 activists accused of breaking national security laws and revoked the passports of 7 others, which the U.S. calls intimidation tactics. This situation raises serious concerns, especially since some of these activists live in the United States. The U.S. also condemned China for its actions against 2 Canadian institutions and 20 individuals involved in human rights issues related to the Uyghurs, a Muslim ethnic minority in Xinjiang. With an estimated population of around 10 million, the Uyghurs face severe human rights abuses, including forced labor. Mao Ning, a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry, defended Hong Kong's measures, labeling the U.S. response as hypocritical. The national security laws imposed by China have led to significant unrest since 2019, escalating tensions in international relations. These developments could have lasting impacts on pro-democracy movements and diplomatic ties between the U.S., China, and Canada.
Kathy Wood calls for tax clarity as Trump takes office. Kathy Wood, a prominent U.S. tech investor, is urging for clear tax policies as Donald Trump prepares to assume office. She believes that making tax cuts effective from January 1, 2025, will stimulate economic growth and provide certainty for investors. Since Trump's election victory, Wood's ARK Innovation Exchange Traded Fund has surged by 17%, benefiting from anticipated policy changes. Notably, stocks like Tesla and Coinbase have seen impressive gains of 54% and 7%, respectively. While Wood supports Trump's economic agenda, which aims to foster innovation and reduce regulations, she cautions that unclear tax policies could deter investment. Although she typically opposes tariffs, she acknowledges that Trump's threats to raise them might be a strategic move. As Congress looks to pursue tax reform, Wood remains connected with influential figures like Elon Musk and Senator Cynthia Lummis, who are shaping Trump's economic direction. Despite the excitement in the market, Wood believes the benefits of the Trump bump will eventually reach a wider range of innovative stocks.
Political turmoil in South Korea. Choi Sang-mok has stepped in as South Korea's second acting president in just 2 weeks, following the impeachment of Prime Minister Han Duck-soo. This political storm began on December 14, 2024, due to disputes over judicial appointments. On the same day, President Yoon Suk-yeol was also impeached for declaring martial law earlier in December. With over 30 years of experience in the finance ministry, Choi now faces major challenges. He worries that this instability could hurt South Korea's financial reputation. Leading a group of financial authorities known as F4, Choi aims to calm investors and stabilize the economy, which has seen the South Korean won decline significantly. As the Constitutional Court prepares to decide Yoon's fate within 180 days, the outcome could trigger new presidential elections in just 60 days, if Yoon is removed. This ongoing crisis raises serious concerns about the future of South Korea's economy and its international relationships.
Taiwan's technology sector faces major funding cuts. Taiwan's Ministry of Science and Technology has raised alarms about drastic funding cuts that could shake the tech industry, especially in critical areas like semiconductors, artificial intelligence, and aerospace. The proposed cuts total 20 billion Tongan Panga, or about $609 million, for the coming year. This decision follows a shift in power in Taiwan's parliament, where opposition parties now control the majority and have redirected funds from the national government to local areas. The Ministry of Economic Affairs expects to slash its budget by 29.7 billion Tongan Panga, with 11.6 billion Tongonpanga specifically aimed at technology projects. This raises serious concerns about Taiwan's partnerships with major tech companies like Micron Technology, Advanced Micro Devices, and NVIDIA, all of which have heavily invested in the island's tech landscape. As Taiwan plays a crucial role in the global semiconductor market, these funding cuts could disrupt international collaborations and technological progress. The political changes reflect a broader strategy to reallocate resources, which may have unforeseen consequences for job security and Taiwan's standing in the global tech arena.
Agnes's harrowing journey. Agnes, a 27-year-old housekeeper from Nigeria, is trapped in a nightmare in Iraq. After being promised a better life by a local agent, she paid 100,000 Nigerian naira, about $130 US, for the chance to work. But when she arrived in Basra, the reality was shocking. She faced severe abuse, long hours, and barely enough food. Tragically, she endured a violent attack that led to a painful abortion, leaving her in desperate need of medical care. Agnes's story is not unique. Many women from Nigeria and other African countries are lured into domestic servitude with false promises. Kafala system in Iraq makes them even more vulnerable to exploitation. Economic struggles in Nigeria, fueled by rising inflation, push countless individuals to seek opportunities abroad, often with devastating results. Agnes's experience highlights the urgent need for stronger protections for migrant workers and reforms to combat human trafficking. As she remains trapped and pleading for help, her story serves as a powerful reminder of the ongoing fight against modern slavery.
WHO Director General caught in Israeli airstrike on Yemen airport. On December 27, 2024, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the World Health Organization, was at Sana'a International Airport in Yemen when Israeli forces launched a deadly airstrike. This attack escalated tensions between Israel and Houthi rebel forces, who control much of Yemen. Just days before, the Houthis had targeted Israel's Ben-Gurion Airport. The Israeli Defense Forces claimed they were unaware of the WHO delegation's presence during the strike. This airstrike is a significant development in the ongoing conflict in Yemen, which has created a severe humanitarian disaster since 2014. Reports confirmed at least 3 deaths and 9 injuries, according to Dr. Aniz Al-Asbahi, a spokesperson for the Houthi Ministry of Health. The Megan David Adam Ambulance Service highlighted the immediate impact on civilians. Ghebreyesus stated that his team was safe but faced delays due to damage at the airport. The IDF asserted that the airstrike showcased Israel's ability to respond to distant threats, especially after recent Houthi missile attacks. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the violence and urged all parties to stop military actions, emphasizing the urgent need for humanitarian assistance in the region.
South Korea's export growth amid trade challenges. South Korea's export growth is on track to continue for the 15th month in a row, with analysts expecting a 4% increase in December compared to last year. This follows a 1.4% rise in November, highlighting the strength of South Korea's economy, the fourth largest in Asia. However, worries about potential tariffs from the United States could slow this momentum. The U.S. has proposed significant tariffs on imports from major trading partners, including South Korea, which raises concerns about demand for its goods. December's trade balance is estimated to show a surplus of $4.21 billion, indicating that South Korea is exporting more than it imports, a positive sign. Yet, analysts warn that demand for South Korean products may weaken, especially outside the semiconductor and information technology sectors. Uncertainties in trade rules, particularly since Donald Trump's election in 2016, have led some manufacturers to cut back on production. As South Korea prepares to release its official trade figures on January 1, 2025, all eyes are on how global economic conditions and U.S. trade policies will shape the future of its exports.
Cyber attack targets Chrome extensions. Hackers have recently launched a series of cyber attacks on Chrome extensions, impacting several companies, including Cyberhaven, a data protection firm based in California. They confirmed a breach on December 27, following an attack on Christmas Eve that compromised their extension designed to secure client data. Cybersecurity experts believe this incident is part of a larger trend targeting developers of Chrome extensions across various firms. Jamie Blasco, co-founder of Nudge Security in Austin, Texas, observed that multiple extensions were similarly breached. He suggested that the attack seemed opportunistic rather than specifically aimed at Cyberhaven. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, is currently investigating the situation. Meanwhile, Alphabet Incorporated, Google's parent company, has not yet responded to inquiries. This incident highlights the weaknesses in browser extensions and the urgent need for strong cybersecurity measures. As cyber threats continue to evolve, it's crucial for everyone to stay vigilant and protect their sensitive data. Have you thought about how secure your online information really is?
New cybersecurity rules for healthcare. The Biden administration has unveiled groundbreaking cybersecurity rules designed to better protect confidential healthcare information. This move comes in response to a staggering rise in cyberattacks that compromised personal data for over 167 million people in 2023. And Neuberger, the U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, stressed the urgent need for these measures during a recent briefing. Healthcare organizations will now be required to adopt stronger security practices, including data encryption and regular checks to ensure compliance with established standards. The financial impact is significant, with an estimated initial cost of $9 billion and ongoing expenses of $6 billion over the next 4 years. These rules are part of a larger strategy to combat the increasing threat of cyberattacks in the healthcare sector, where hacking incidents have surged by 89% since 2019. The Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, or HIPAA, will also be updated to address current challenges. A 60-day public comment period will allow stakeholders to share their thoughts before final decisions are made. As cyber threats evolve, ensuring robust cybersecurity in healthcare is crucial to safeguarding the privacy of millions of Americans.
U.S. Treasury faces debt ceiling challenge. The U.S. Treasury Department is confronting a critical challenge as the January 14, 2024, deadline for the debt ceiling looms. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns that immediate action is essential to prevent the United States from defaulting on its debt, which could lead to severe economic fallout. A significant debt reduction is expected on January 2, 2024, with the redemption of non-marketable securities cutting debt by around $54 billion. Yellen predicts the Treasury will reach the new debt ceiling between January 14th and January 23rd, requiring special measures to manage cash flow. Since 1939, Congress has raised the debt ceiling 103 times, and as of October 2023, publicly held debt has surged to 98% of the U.S. gross domestic product. If Congress does not act, the Treasury may struggle to meet its obligations, resulting in higher borrowing costs and a potential loss of confidence in U.S. financial stability. This situation underscores the ongoing challenges Congress faces in balancing government spending with tax income.
FDIC and Vanguard's groundbreaking agreement. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, has struck a groundbreaking deal with Vanguard, a top investment management firm. This agreement aims to strengthen rules on how Vanguard can buy large stakes in major U.S. banks, ensuring that firms like Vanguard and BlackRock don't have too much influence over these financial giants. The FDIC will closely monitor Vanguard's investments and clarify what actions are allowed for them as non-influential investors. Jonathan McKernan from the FDIC highlighted the need to tackle risks linked to concentrated ownership in banking. This deal is a vital step in regulating the power of institutional investors and reflects ongoing discussions about balancing investment management with necessary oversight in our evolving financial landscape.
OpenAI's transformation into a public benefit corporation. OpenAI, a leader in artificial intelligence research, is transforming into a public benefit corporation by December 27, 2024. This change aims to attract investment while balancing profit with social good. After raising $6.6 billion and reaching a valuation of $157 billion, OpenAI joins other AI firms like Anthropic and xAI in this new structure. This decision comes amid concerns from tech leaders, including co-founder Elon Musk, who has criticized the organization for prioritizing profit over public benefit. Musk has even filed a lawsuit against OpenAI and its CEO, Sam Altman, over these issues. By becoming a PBC, OpenAI can now consider societal interests alongside shareholder value, paving the way for traditional funding needed for the ambitious pursuit of artificial general intelligence. This restructuring not only positions OpenAI for future growth, but also highlights the rising importance of AI across various sectors. As major companies invest heavily in AI, the future of this technology could reshape our everyday lives.
Canadian government faces non-confidence vote. A Canadian parliamentary committee, led by Conservative lawmaker John Williamson, is gearing up for a non-confidence vote against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. Meetings will kick off on January 7, 2024, to discuss this crucial motion, which must pass in the House of Commons to remove the government from power. Parliament is set to reconvene on January 27, with the vote potentially happening as early as January 30. The political atmosphere in Canada is heating up, especially after former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland resigned on December 16, 2024, increasing pressure on Trudeau, who has been in office since 2015. Opposition parties, including the Conservatives, Bloc Québécois, and New Democratic Party, are rallying in support of the non-confidence motion, signaling a major shift in parliamentary dynamics. If the motion passes, it could lead to Trudeau's resignation and possibly trigger a new election, making these developments critical for the future of governance and economic management in Canada.
Trump seeks delay on TikTok ban amid security concerns. President-elect Donald Trump is urging the United States Supreme Court to delay a potential ban on TikTok, citing national security concerns. He believes he needs time after taking office to find a solution for the popular app. The court is set to hear arguments on January 10, 2024, regarding a law that requires TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to sell the app to an American company by January 19, 2024, or face a ban. With over 170 million users in the U.S., TikTok is actively fighting this law. Trump's lawyer, D. John Sauer, has requested that the court consider postponing the deadline. This legal battle underscores the ongoing tensions between the U.S. and China over technology and data privacy. Recently, TikTok CEO Shou-Zi Chew met with Trump, who has expressed a favorable view of the app. The U.S. Justice Department argues that Chinese control of TikTok poses a serious threat to national security, a sentiment echoed by many lawmakers. As this situation develops, the impact on TikTok and its users is crucial to watch.
German police cracked down on right-wing youth group. German police carried out searches at 10 homes linked to four alleged members of a right-wing youth group on December 27, 2024. These suspects took part in a shocking attack on election campaigners from the Social Democratic Party, or SPD, at a bus stop in Berlin earlier that month. During the searches, police seized mobile devices, right-wing propaganda, and balaclavas. A total of eight suspects, aged between 16 and 21, are under investigation, with three in custody and one released on parole. The group, known as German Youth First, has a history of violence against political opponents and is connected to far-right rallies across Germany. The attack happened in the Lichterfeld borough of Berlin, where suspects verbally and physically harmed SPD members, injuring two police officers who intervened. This incident highlights a troubling rise in political violence in Germany, especially from far-right groups. Chancellor Olaf Scholz has expressed serious concerns about this extremism, which poses a significant threat to German democracy. The country's security agency, or BFV, has identified far-right extremism as the biggest threat to democratic institutions. What does this mean for the future of democracy in Germany?
Rifaat Al-Assad's controversial trip to Dubai. Rifaat Al-Assad, the uncle of ousted Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, recently made a surprising trip from Beirut, Lebanon, to Dubai, United Arab Emirates, amid serious accusations of war crimes. This journey followed Bashar's removal from power on December 8, 2023. Reports indicate that many members of the Assad family traveled to Dubai, while others remained in Lebanon. Despite the gravity of the allegations, Lebanese officials have not received any requests from Interpol to arrest Rifaat or his relatives. Now in his late 80s, Rifaat played a crucial role in the brutal crackdown on the 1982 Muslim Brotherhood uprising in Hama, Syria, which resulted in over 10,000 deaths. He faces charges from the Swiss Attorney General's office for his involvement in these horrific events. In 2020, a French court found him guilty of illegally acquiring millions of euros in property using diverted state funds. His recent trip raises important questions about the future influence of the Assad family in the region as they confront increasing legal challenges and international scrutiny.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.